There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Welcome back to the show. It is indeed The Ticket, promising you 2 hours of travel, entertainment and what's on with Steph and Mark right here on Dubai i103.8.
And we just had Robbie Greenfield in our studio down here at Skydive Dubai, where all the bikes are coming back on the top of cars. I have seen some people riding the bikes back, though, after doing the huge
fancy doing that today.
No, not at all. The sensible people have stayed down at the Palm and sent their bikes back on top of a car. The others are riding them back.
I wonder what they're going to do when they ride over to Fujairah. Do they, you know, ride at They don't ride them back from there, surely.
Surely not. They'll have to come back on the car. But yeah. Been having some Twitter bants, Mark, with Robbie Greenfield.
Yeah.
I'd said to him this morning, really excited about getting you on to do the bike quiz with you, which we just did, which was very loosely connected to bikes. He sent one back saying, I haven't been this excited since the Abu Dhabi golf quiz. He loves his quizzes. What can we do with him tomorrow? If you've got any ideas, 4001. What can we do to trick Robbie Greenfield tomorrow when he's on our show?
Into another quiz.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, now we're going to take a look at arts next, and it is indeed the Global Arts Forum. It's in its 12th edition, and it's going to be getting started in this month, in February, February the 14th, in fact. I Am Not a Robot is the theme this year, and I spoke to Shimon Bassar, who's the commissioner for the Global Art Forum, and he told me a little bit more about what was going on.
Well, in a way, it's a sequel to the last two editions of the Global Art Forum. We've looked at technology, we've looked at future, and last year we looked at trade. If you put all those things together, you get to where we are today, which is the threat or the potential or the power of automation and what it's doing to both our personal and our working lives.
So you're going to be exploring that through art. So just tell us, you know, the types of things that you're going to be talking about and also what people can actually see at this event.
Well, the thing about the Global Art Forum is, even though it says Global Art Forum, what we try to do is take a topic and look at it from a number of different angles, such as the social and the political and the technological. So, of course, we have a number of amazing artists from all over the world, and they're going to talk about how their own work is dealing with the topic of automation, with the internet, with algorithms, and that kind of stuff. We also then have technologists who are going to tell us what's happening at the very frontier, technological development today when it comes to, automated ways in which we engage with if you think about your Alexa speaker at home, I mean, it's just the beginning of what's about to happen. So imagine what happens when your whole house anticipates what you want before you even know what you want. And then we also have an amazing session that's going to look at non-Western artificial intelligence. So when we think of AI, we think of things coming out of Silicon Valley or maybe London. But then there's a whole tradition in the East, in Japan and in China, where they have a very different idea about what constitutes the mind. And so what kind of artificial intelligence gets developed when you have a very different idea about the mind than we do here in the West?
So I Am Not a Robot, that's the theme this year.
Ever had anything techie that's been like a major benefit to you?
My iPad, I use it every day.
No, I don't know how to. I don't know how to
something like a making me a cup of tea and things like that.
Yeah, like I remember when I went to stay in the Ritz-Carlton in Canada in Toronto. It was pretty amazing because you'd get out of bed in the middle of the night and little lights would come on as soon as you put your feet on the floor, but not big lights, just little lights to guide you towards the bathroom.
Did it not feel like somebody was watching you?
No, it was just mega helpful. And then you'd get into the bathroom and the loo seat would go up by itself when you went near the toilet.
I've had that. Yeah, I've had that.
Things like that I love.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that toilet seat I have experienced. So this Global Art Forum is getting started on February the 14th, but it's going to be continuing throughout Art Dubai.
Well, as I say, as you mentioned, it starts on February the 14th at D3 in Dubai. And then my colleagues, my co-directors, Noah Rafford, who's the futurist-in-chief at the Dubai Future Foundation, and Marlies Wirth, who's an amazing curator from Vienna. The three of us are going to introduce some of these themes through short-form presentations that look at how the question of automation has appeared in cinema, has appeared in science fiction, and also, as we just mentioned, more and more appearing in art and museums. Then we have an artist called James Bridle, who has been dealing a lot with drones and YouTube, and again, how all these things are changing our perception of reality. And then we shift to March during the Art Dubai week, and we have a very packed 3-day program. And as I just mentioned, some of the sessions, but we also have sessions that are looking at how automation allows us to either predict or produce the future. We also have a session which is looking at the question of why are robots in cinemas always made to seem homicidal? And a philosopher called Aaron Schuster is going to pose the question, well, if they had the access to all our emotions, surely they'd end up melancholic and depressed. And perhaps that's the kind of world that we would have if we had total automation. And then Cinema Akil, which is the pop-up cinema program that happens here in the UAE, is hosting an incredible program. We've got two short films, one from Lebanon and one from Kenya called Pumzi, and then we have the director of Pumzi called Wahi Kayo in a Q&A, and then we've got a screening of a documentary called Free Lunch Society, which is looking at what happens to the working world if robots take over everything. What kind of life do we have? What kind of income could we possibly have if our jobs are taken away from us?
I heard a really scary podcast recently about if robots took over. Mm. And they were talking about, you know, when ants come into your home and sometimes you just spray them or squash them.
Yeah.
Like, we don't purposefully go out of our way to say, I want to hurt these ants. Like, it's not a malicious thing, is it? It's like, oh, you're in the way, you're causing a bit of bother.
Or it's dirty.
Just
kill
you. Mm. They think that robots will get so intelligent that that's how they could treat human life. That's how they could see it.
Really? It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is fascinating, but also quite scary at the same time.
It is. So that's the Global Art Forum. We were talking there to Shimon Bassar, who's the commissioner for it. It gets underway on February the 14th, and the good news is you don't need tickets. It's absolutely free, and it will run through the Global Art Forum as well.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.